Hello everyone, Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is a very, very beautiful parasha, Parashat Vayigash. And in this week's parasha, we have the story of Yosef finally revealing himself to his brothers and showing them that he is still alive. And it's very interesting, if you look inside the storyline of how he does it, it seems very interesting. And the question that comes out is the following. First, as we go back a few parashiyot and we rewind a little bit, Yosef, as he sees his brothers come down into Egypt, he recognizes them, but they don't recognize him. And so now he starts to burden them, and he takes one of the brothers, and he sends the rest of the brothers home, and he tells them, "You're spies. Go and show me that what you're saying is true. Bring me your youngest brother." And they convince their father to bring down Binyamin, bring their youngest brother down into Egypt. Now they come down into Egypt with Binyamin, and they think everything's fine. And they have a feast, and Yosef then sends them along, and he puts his cup in the bag of Binyamin. He sends his servant, or his worker, in this case it's really Menashe, his child, he sends them after them to go and chase them down and accuse them for what they did. They goes and finds them, and they open all their bags, and they find the cup in the bag of Binyamin. They all start crying, ripping their clothing. They come back down to Egypt. And now we start the parasha, Parashat Vayigash. Yehuda comes out, and he starts to fight for Binyamin. And Yehuda says, "There's no way I can give Binyamin away. I promised my father that I would bring him back, and there's no way I can go back, and my father will not see our youngest brother Binyamin." And Yosef is standing there, and this sounds very familiar, but interestingly enough, when it came to the story of Yosef, and when all the brothers were jealous and they wanted to kill him and sell him, Yehuda didn't stand up for him. And so now Yosef does all of this and goes back and forth and presses on them, and now Yehuda comes and stands up for Binyamin. And this shows us the true epitome of something called Teshuvah Gemura, a complete repentance. And the question is, why does Yosef go through so much to make the brothers have to go through so much trouble? Just tell them you're their brother Yosef. Solve all their problems. And the answer, one answer we can give, is something called Teshuvah Gemura, complete repentance. Yosef wanted the brothers to go through everything they did in order to feel for what's going on, and in order to bring themselves to that compassion and feeling to not want to give up their youngest brother Binyamin and do complete repentance. Complete repentance when a person is brought into the exact same situation he was in the past, where he sinned in the past. But when he's in that situation again, he fights and he fights and he battles and he overcomes his desire, or he overcomes his yetzer hara, his evil inclination, and he does the right thing. And that's what Yosef did to the brothers. Yosef brought them back down with the youngest brother. He's about to take Binyamin away, and he gives the brothers one last chance and opportunity to fight for what they did wrong in the past and fix it for the future. And that's what they did. And Yehuda and the rest of the brothers passed this test, and they complete Teshuvah Gemara, and they receive this true complete repentance that Yosef had set out for them. I think this idea is so, so very beautiful. Now obviously this is something that we can all take as a beautiful story, but I think it's something that we can all look inside the guidelines and understand that there's times where you may make a mistake. There's times where you do something wrong in the past. Don't let that bring you down. Let that bring you up. Let that bring you to realize that you're human, you're normal. And when a time like that comes again, or when you have an opportunity to pass another test in the future, learn from the ways of Yehuda and try to overcome that and pass that test so you can complete 100% complete Teshuvah Gemura, complete repentance. Shabbat Shalom Mevorach.